Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home girls leading Marion 18-11. We'll look over the numbers in just a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, coming off a 45-40 victory over Paragould, you and I were talking to the break. Congratulations. Nice to get that first conference win under your belt.
Yes, we were just talking and told the boys, you know, comparing it to football, you know, we're in the SEC West of high school basketball here, and every team that you play is just a team that's a potential state champion.
Yeah.
Or they're one of the top 10 teams overall state or top in their classification. But to go on the road and get that win, Paragould, you know, my first game, we go to the road on Paragould, my first game here at Mountain Home, and we really struggled over there. They come out in a 1-3-1, and we weren't ready for it.
That's right.
My job is get us ready. We weren't ready, and they really put one on us over there. And they come out again in a 1-3-1 up there, and I thought our guys did an excellent job of attacking it. We really built the lead with them in that zone and gave us a good enough cushion where we were able to hang on for that win there at the end.
Well, I was about to say, you know they start off with the very first lead, 1-0. You guys just took over from there.
Yes, we did. Well, you know, again, we're trying to pass around the zone starting early, but we ended up getting downhill and getting inside, getting them gaps and moving the ball, sharing the ball. The boys did a really good job. I was really proud, you know, and I know we're kind of hanging on at the end, but, man, we will take it. On the road in this conference, we were ecstatic to get out of Paragould.
Yeah.
Such a tough place to play.
And I tell you what, speaking of that, it's one thing. You guys were up 14 at the end of the third quarter, and then they start making their comeback. How hard is it for a team to keep their poise in a situation like that?
Well, you know, momentum's a funny thing. You know, a couple of turnovers. We're still trying to be aggressive and really got some foul trouble there, had some guys foul out. Just the way the game was called, we were struggling adjusting to it.
Yeah.
And really didn't do a good job of adjusting to it. And we missed, you know, some front ends of one-on-ones. And you compile that and you let a good team hang around and they made some shots. They got some dangerous three-point shooters.
Yep.
And really, by the end of it, we're happy to escape out of there.
Yeah.
Not ideal as a coach to squeak out of there after having such a comfortable lead, but you know, the more important thing is focusing on the positives of how we built that lead, and we were still able to come away with that win.
Right.
So.
Yep. Well, now you're playing tonight you'll play a very, very good Marion team, actually one of the top teams in Class 5A this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, they're not 5A, just across the state. I mean, I see Conway was ranked ahead of them, but this is the best team in the state.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of talent, and I've known that, you know, they were just ready to somebody come in there and push the right buttons. They've got a new coach, and he's doing an excellent job. Dave Clark come over from Little Rock Hall last year, and you know they're ready to go. We knew how good they were when they, you know, they've lost a couple of really close games to nationally ranked Olive Branch and you know, I knew that they were going to be legit, and they're living up to the billing. But, you know, they're bringing in a really talented team. But, you know, we're going into this. We're expecting to beat these guys.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to win. You know, and we worked too hard not to come out with that mentality. You know, we got a packed house here tonight, but you need to get up here because we're gonna pull out something special here and pull up a big upset here and take down these mighty Marion Patriots tonight.
Should be an exciting one. Josh.
Absolutely, Matt. Appreciate all you do, and hopefully our girls will keep this thing rolling and build a little momentum into our game. And, again, there's still plenty of time to get up here and support our Bombers. Matt, appreciate all you do. Go
all
Bombers.
Right. And congratulations again for Friday night.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate
it. That was Mountain Home Boys Coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break and come back and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home leading Marion 18-11. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Arvest Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home's girls are leading Marion 18-11 at the break. Looking at the halftime numbers, first off for Mountain Home, the leading scorer so far is Peyton Husky, both of her shots from behind the arc, and 4 points apiece for Kate Gilbert, Emma Martin, and Anna Grace Foreman. I'll tell you, right now the biggest struggle for Mountain Home is at the free throw line. Kate Gilbert right now, one of... six from the charity stride. Kyra Penn, 0 of 2. Well, Marion, right now, their leading score is Joy Montgomery with 5 points, 4 for Jala Henderson down in the lane, and 2 for Kiana Delaney. She's the only one to go at the free throw line for Marion. She is 0 of 2 from the charity stripe. Marion with 8 turnovers in this game. Mountain Home with 6. No ties, no lead changes. Mountain Home has had the lead ever since they took it. Actually started the game on an 8-0 run. And right now, lead by 7. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Marion 18-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, without a guarantee and may lose value.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.